Well, good morning. Glad that you're here this morning, wherever you are. It is the quietest Sunday of the year for some of you. With those of you with kids at home, it may not be. But sometimes the quiet places are the places where God speaks the loudest if we're listening. And today, as we get near to the end of the year, there's a question beneath all the busyness and noise that fills most of the days of your life that I want to bring to you. Before you step into a new year with new adventures and maybe a little new chaos, the most important question in your mind right now should not be, what will I do in 2026? Or how am I performing right now in my work, in my online life, and all of these things? The most important question isn't even what's next in the new year. It's a far more prescient question. It's, what am I becoming? Or maybe, who am I becoming? Whether we realize it or not, we always are becoming just like what we behold. Our habits have a way of discipling us. Our attention is shaping us. Our loves are steering us. Those things that we desire and chase are directing the course of our lives. And whatever holds our attention has a way of shaping our identity. It reshapes our desires, and ultimately, it forms our humanity. So I want to be really clear, and I want to be very brief this morning. The Apostle Paul, in just three verses, gives us a framework for spiritual formation that's both, I think, profoundly simple and also deeply convicting. So listen to this. But whenever a person turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now, notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, when you get your life straightened out, that's when things begin to really cook. He doesn't say, when you finally break that bad habit, that thing that's always getting in the way, then you'll begin to experience something new in the Lord. He doesn't even say, when you become spiritually impressive and you've earned it. What he says is, when you turn to him, because the starting line is always the grace of God. The Christian life doesn't start with your effort or mine. It starts with your direction. Now, I wonder if you've done this. I have gotten really used to using the Face ID feature to unlock my phone. I didn't at first. I didn't want to do it, and then I gave in, and I started doing it. And now I don't even think about it when I do it. I just kind of look and move. But I've developed this problem now where sometimes my phone won't unlock, and I get really frustrated. And I'm tapping and I'm swiping and why is it not unlocking? But what I realize, it's not because my phone is broken. It's because I'm not actually facing it. I'm doing things. I'm looking up here. I'm talking to people and just giving it a glance. You know, I think a lot of us are trying to unlock spiritual freedom and abundant life while facing everything else but the Lord. And the fact is, it won't unlock that way. Paul says, when you turn your face toward him, that's when the veil begins to lift. Clarity begins to come in. Presence is experienced in deeper ways. I want you to write this down if you're a note taker. Change begins when our attention is given to the Lord. You know, it's funny. Attention is the first thing that we give away and often the last thing we realize that we've lost. And I want you to think about this past year and what you've experienced and seen and done. And I want you to ask yourself, what has captured my attention this year? What was I looking for direction or for answers or for validation more consistently than I was going to Jesus for those things? Think about this over the last days of 2025 as you end this year, because attention drift always produces spiritual drift in our lives. It's kind of like when I'm teaching my kids how to drive. I get them out there and I tell them, you know, wherever your eyes go, is where you're gonna go. If you look this way, guess what? The car is gonna swerve that way. Well, verse 17 says, now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty or freedom. Verse 18 says, but we all with unveiled face beholding as in the mirror of the glory of the Lord. This is a very real spiritual principle baked into the universe, that whatever gets your gaze also gets your growth. Whatever gets your gaze also gets your growth. Listen to the Message paraphrase of Psalm 115, verse 3 through 8. Our God is in heaven doing whatever he wants to do. Their gods are metal and wood. They're handmade in a basement shop. Carved mouths that can't talk. Painted eyes that can't see. 10 ears that can't hear, molded noses that can't smell, hands that can't grasp, feet that can't run or walk, and throats that never utter a sound. Those who make them have become just like them. They've become just like the gods in which they trust. In other words, we don't bow to carved statues, but I found we do bow to a lot of things. Many of them have glowing screens in our life today. And there are all kinds of things that we give attention to. And those things we give our attention to begin to remake us. We become just like the little false gods that we turn to, just like in that psalm. We become just like what we behold. If you behold your fears, guess what? They will begin to shape you. You'll become a more fearful person. If you fix your eyes upon your failures, they will begin to define you. If you behold comparison, if you're always looking to see how you measure up, it shrinks you. But the Bible promises if you behold Christ, if you fix your eyes on him, he transforms you. That's why the author of Hebrews said, fix your eyes on Jesus. He's the author, and guess what? He's also the perfecter of your faith. I want you to think about this past year and ask yourself this question. Who did I turn to most this year? Either when I needed an answer or when I just was seeking out entertainment. Who did I turn to? Which voices grew louder than the voice of Christ in my mind and my heart and my soul? Because identity is formed by whose voice you receive telling you who you are. Look again at verse 18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord who is the Spirit. Now, I want you to look at that again. It says we are being transformed. We are not the sculptor of our own life. I'm not the craftsman of my own soul. And for the techies out there, we're not the programmers of our own future. Transformation is not something that you force in your life. It's something that you begin to receive in your life. I participate in it, but I'm not the one performing the transforming work. I cooperate in it, but I'm not in actual control of it. And the change happens, Paul says, from one degree of glory to another, glory after glory. That means it's slow, it's steady, and it is Holy Spirit driven. Think about this. When you have a Polaroid camera, some of you don't even know what I'm talking about, right? When you take a Polaroid picture like that, when it comes out, there is no image here. It is just blank nothing. But if you hold it right and steady, and if you give it time and the light, we used to shake it, thought that mattered, but I don't think it really does. But if you hold it steady and you keep it in the light, what happens is the image begins to emerge. You don't become like Christ in his joy or satisfaction or his glory or his goodness or his beauty by internal spiritual grind. You become like Christ by steady exposure in the light of his presence. I want you to ask the deeper question as we round out the end of this year. Are the patterns of my year forming me into a person of love and joy and peace and patience, or into a person of hurry and envy and distraction and anxiety? What am I becoming? You know, in this passage, Paul's not just giving us theology. I think he's giving us a mirror to look into. We're always being formed. The question is, by what and into what? What if 2026 became the year that you reclaimed your attention from all the things that are begging for your attention? What if it's the year that you truly fixed your eyes on Jesus? What if it's the year you said, I will behold him so that I can become truly like him? It's time to evaluate. What direction am I turning toward most often in my life? What am I beholding the most throughout my week? What's discipling my desires more? Is it my feeds or is it my Heavenly Father? And finally, what habits are forming me more deeply than I realize? Here's my prayer on December 28th, 2025, just a couple of days left this year. 1 year from now, may you and I look way more like Jesus than we could ever imagine today. Amen.